here's one of the great scholars. He's walking towards, you know, whatever he's going, hadith, dars, or... So he's passing by through the village normally, as he's doing. I want you to visualize this, okay? And he sees a mother, like, smack, boom, right? And the son's like, ah, is running, right? You can imagine. I'm sure something, I don't know if you guys, it happened to me, right? So he's looking. He did interfere. He did not interfere, right? This is the right of the parent, according to him. You can say culture this, culture that. Let's just hear. So he went and did his dars. He came back at night. And he saw that same child laying by the door, waiting to be let in. To be let in the house. Okay? So he said something ajib, you know, interesting. He said, look. See, look at Bani Adam. Look at the sons and daughters of Adam. It's like, Allah threatens us with punishment, right? فَأَيْنَ تَذْحَبُونَ Where are you going? فَأَيْنَ تَذْحَبُونَ Where are you going? إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ Indeed, this is just a reminder. So people are scared sometimes of the punishment. People run away from the revelation. Run away, like this child running away from the punishment of his mother. But then he said, in the end, Bani Adam, the sons and daughters of Adam know that the only place they can come back to of safety is Allah. Just like this boy, he came back to the door of his mother after she tried to beat him, run after him. He knows like we know that the only real escape from the punishment of Allah, from what's going to happen to us, is going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ So where are you going? Where are you going? Where are you going? Right? We go back to Allah, isn't it? Run away from Allah? Okay? فَرَّتْ مِنْ قَسْوَرَ You know, just running away like from running away from subhanAllah. From a lion. But you come back. Safety is only like for this boy at the door of Allah. But why? Why? Right? Understand the difference between abuse and punishment. Today, the non-Muslim world who are punishing and they're the champions of abuse. They're the champions of beating women. They're the champions of abusing children. Stuff like I cannot even share some of the cases that I've gone through. Where boys and girls and children have found their teeth swallowed in, you know, in their stomachs. I cannot even explain to you the amount of abuse that these, you know, contradictory hypocrites will have. And, you know, it's day and night. But of course, they try to destroy the Muslim societies. And Muslims, they'll believe it. And they'll readjust their laws and they'll make it difficult instead of doing it the right way as per the Quran, the Sunnah. So, no, dhulm, al-dhulm dhulumat yawm al-qiyamah. You cannot have dhulm. You cannot have abuse. You cannot have these kind of things. But you see, if it's just correctionary, disciplinary, then that is allowed. And people will, you know, will call it abuse. They will call it, arrest people for saying this. I'm telling you, in our family psychology class, this was the debate. And the teacher was refuting all the whole class with proof and evidence that if done properly, in the right context, as disciplinary, from a righteous person, not some drunk. That's the problem with these abusers. There's some drunk, evil person, be it man or woman, and then they'll say, oh, it's abuse. Of course it's abuse, because these people don't have the right mind on. And then you rule based on that. And now the children are beating their parents. You feed them some Homer Simpson, feed them some Bart Simpson, feed them some Married with Children, feed them some King of the Hill, feed them some South Park and all this stuff where it's all about disrespect. And then, of course, you got now the children, the boys, the girls beating their mothers and fathers. So, wait a second. I thought you were supposed to solve the problem. You just reversed it. Ah, see? This is what I'm talking about. Not endorsing abuse. Not, no. And especially when a father or mother loves the children always balances it with love, affection, not just always beating, disciplinary, fear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always balancing. Bashiran wa nadhira, right? Warning, but at the same time, giving glad tidings, but warning. So when you balance it, then it's not, the child will know that the love, the source, the default is love. Default, when default is just discipline and just beating or something like that, then yes, of course, then it's abuse. Then that's all they know, the child, all he knows, then of course he'll run away from home. So in that the house of the child that we just quoted right now from the scholar, if it would be just abuse and just discipline, hurting, no hugs, no kisses, no nothing, then of course the child would have run away from home, as most kids do today in the West. They run away from home, end up on the streets, drugs, abuse, rape, a'udhu billah, STDs, all kinds of stuff. Right? And the non-Muslim society can't wait to bring them in and then give them a platform to speak against Muslim parents and to bring the children, aid society, to remove the children from the parents. You don't know how much the Muslim society, community suffers in the West, how much they lose their children. And they take the children, they can't wait to take the children in the name of like, we're protecting them. We're the champion of protections. For God's sake, you're hypocrites. Take the Muslim children, put them in a Christian home, raise them as Christians, being fed pork, and then, you abuse your children. So Muslim parents, they need to understand, they need to learn how and what to do. So that's why the kids run away from home. But when there's love, the default is love, emotion, compassion, like the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Then the child, even if the father will puk a little bit, if the mother will puk a little bit, the child will come back to them because they know. They know that that's where the comfort is, that's where the love is, that's where salvation is. Like with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will punish you, Allah threatens you, but you know that you cannot escape from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except to Allah. Except to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.